Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier has described the death of a 30-year-old pregnant woman and her unborn baby as tragic. Mark McGowan passing on the sympathies of all West Australians after her life support system was switched off overnight. The Homicide Squad has taken over the investigation into the brawl at a Carrawarra shopping centre in Perth South on Tuesday. Almost 40 years after the disappearance of Lynette Dawson, the man found guilty of her murder has been sentenced to 24 years. Former Sydney schoolteacher Chris Dawson will not be eligible for parole for at least 18 years. The case against Bruce Lerman, who's accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins, has been dropped. The retrial was supposed to happen next year, but the ACT's Director of Public Prosecutions has confirmed he won't be pursuing it, citing the mental well-being of Ms. Higgins. A man has been charged for allegedly driving into the Albany Hospital last night. Police allege the 51-year-old became verbally abusive while receiving treatment, putting his car into reverse and driving it into the entrance. Thousands of fans are tipped to pour into Perth tomorrow night. The Socceroos take on Argentina at 3 a.m. Sunday morning our time. Coach Graham Arnold telling 10 he has full faith in his team.
It's about the mentality and the drive. And I think if there's one thing that we've not only shown the nation, we've shown the world that we are connected together as a team and as a group. We'll go out there and do it for ourselves.
The West Indies a short time ago won for 111 in the first test in Perth. They're still trailing the Australians by 487 on day 3.